marsh to me is just a book term for swamp.
What about soil that's very good, would grow just about anything? How would you describe that? What would you call it?
What kind of soil, for example, like loam or something like that? Your loam is a mixture of clay and sand, guys. A pretty good soil. That black soil, black belt soil in Alabama, good, it'll grow anything. It's, what it is just an extra thick layer of topsoil.
Mm-hmm.
Good soil.
What about soil that's not so hot?
Barren. Don't have any real enough clay or sand, either one alone.
Mm-hmm.
Clay is pretty bad for growing stuff.
Okay, people who are getting water off land, you say they're doing what?
They're draining it.
And the thing they dig?
Ditch.
What about the bit of water that, again, around the ocean that flows in and out the tide?
Don't know.
Well, what about some fresh water flowing along? What that might that be?
Well, you get a river if it's fairly large. If it's smaller, a stream. A creek if it's a little smaller than a river. A little smaller than that, a stream or a brook. A little brook would be just a little water running over a few rocks or something. And a little stream would feed into a creek. A creek would feed into a river. So that around Montgomery you might have the Alabama River, Pentlala Creek, Hatchet Creek up in Coos County. Coos and Tallapoosa River is right there north of me, and you'd have a Catoma Creek right south of Montgomery, and Morta Creek on up in Elmore County.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the major bodies, Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, but about the major bodies of water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a place maybe out in the woods that's been cut out by water flowing along?
Just wash out. In a road you'd have just a wash out.
From a rainfall maybe?
Yeah, a wash out in the road from a rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
Something permanent in the woods, you might have a ravine or something.
Mm-hmm.
If it's maybe 10 feet across or something.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good size.
Okay. Anything else like that, similar? It's been some bad action in the water.
Can't think of anything. You got any pumps?
Well, do you ever say gully?
Yeah, gully, sure.
For what?
A gully would be bigger than a washout, but probably smaller than a river. Maybe as big as a river. Yeah, I'd probably use a gully instead of ravine, I guess. I guess ravine's maybe a word I hear on cowboy shows or something.
Okay.
Gully would probably be it.
Okay. What about a small rise in the land, that's a
hill.
You turn the
doorknob. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever call a hill a knob?
Sure don't.
And the Smokies, that would be an example. Of
mountains.
Mm-hmm. What about the side of a mountain? That would be the what?
Cliff or cliffs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a low place? In the mountains, where a road might
I guess a little gap or something like a gap or a pass.
And the gunfighters used to carve on the handle.
Notch.
And a place where boats would unload?
A dock. Or just a pier in a pond or something like that. A dock.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger. A wharf. We have big ships come in, wharfs.
All right, what about waterfalls a long distance? That's a
waterfall.
Okay. Let's see, I believe we've gotten all these road surfaces, right?
Yeah, we talked about tar and gravel and dirt, and we talked about blacktop roads and highways and so forth. I think we did get all that in the urban supplement.